Hey everybody, Dean Graziosi, and welcome to the Weekly Wisdom. This is, I think, 8 years I've been going on doing these every single week. You'd think I'd run out of things to say, but hopefully I haven't. And what you'll see is I try to be relevant to what's going on and address the things that we all deal with every single day in our journey for more happiness, more joy, more abundance, more wealth, more happiness. We're all striving for that. And if I can help spark a little shift, well, then I'll do this every single week forever. If you're new to joining us, it's an honor and a privilege to be here to serve. If you're one of my DG family members that have been around for years watching these, I hope I keep it fresh. Today, I want to talk about something. I have family meetings on Sundays, and this week, the topic of our meeting was a Trace Atkins song. Now, I'm not a big country fan. Even though I love country music, I just don't listen to it. But every time I do, I either cry or love the words or it reminds me of something. But the Trace Atkins song, "You're Gonna Miss This." I heard that a couple weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, but then I listened to it again a couple weeks ago and I was sobbing, literally sobbing, thinking about my children. So this weekend, when we had our family meeting, I said, "We're gonna listen to a song." And then I let the kids listen and I said, "When you're done, I'll come up with something special if you tell me what that song means to you." And what the song basically says is every area of our life. You know, Mike, who's been filming my videos for almost the whole 8 years, has a young baby at home and he doesn't have sleep right now. You know what that feeling's like. But someday he's gonna miss that. And the song says that. You know, the song says when you're in high school, you're looking to be 18 and be out on your own, but you're gonna miss those high school days eventually. And then when you have young little kids and the dogs are barking and the kids are screaming, you're gonna miss that someday when the kids go off to college. And all those areas through life is you're gonna miss this. Now, I'm not looking at it in a negative way. I look at it as in a positive way to help us realize that the greatest moment we live in is this very moment that we're in. Now, let me just share something with you. And this is the lesson I taught my kids. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I said, especially to my son. My son, and he probably got it from me, he's always looking to what's next. So we could be playing a board game that's amazing when we're halfway done and say, "Dad, when we're done, can we play football?" And we're playing football. He'll say, "Oh, next week is my game next week." And now he's just a little kid excited about what's next. But how many of us think it's gonna be better tomorrow? You know, when I get that new job, then things will be better. And you're missing what's right in front of you. When the relationship works, I'll be better. When I find a relationship, things will get better. When I make more money, things will get better. When my friends treat me better, when there's a new president, when we're super liberal or we're super conservative, all these things we do and we push off our happiness until someday. And what do you think happens in most of those cases? Someday never comes. You're 90, 100 years old, dying, and you feel like, shit, for lack of a better word, I missed it. Do you know when the greatest moment of your life is? It's right now. It's right now. It doesn't matter what's going on. You could be going through hell. You could have a life-threatening illness. I don't know. Some of you are facing some horrible hardships, and I'm sorry. My heart and my prayers go out to you. Some of you are just having a tough day. I had a tough day today. Some of you are just having a rough day, a rough month, a rough year. And I'm not discrediting that. But what I'm saying is when you stop for a moment and you look around, what I told my kids, I said, "You know the greatest time in the world, the greatest moment?" They said, "When, Dad?" I said, "Right now." I said, because someday if you look back, if you don't appreciate this moment that you're in, someday you're gonna look back and go, "My God, I blew through middle school. I didn't pay attention, I missed it. I was waiting for what's next." Because you can wait for the first job, wait for the better job, wait for the next wife, wait for the next husband, the next, and life goes by like this. Homework assignment, listen to Trace Atkins' song, "You're Gonna Miss This," and realize that our greatest moments are right here around us. If we can just realize it and take it in. It doesn't mean it's perfect. It just means this is what we have right now. When is the last time you try to fight the universe or fight what is? You don't really change it, do you? And looking backwards on what could have been different, you can't go backwards and change it. And the future is just making movies in your head that don't exist. That's from Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. The greatest moment is right here, right now. Live more in the present and watch your happiness go to another level. I'm Dean Graziosi. Thanks for watching my Weekly Wisdoms week after week. Post below, whether you're on Facebook or at deangraziosi.com, I read every single post below my videos. Please share it. Get the word out. Let other people see that they can reach their full potential with these tiny little shifts. Like my page if you're at Facebook. Let's keep the momentum out going. You know, there's plenty of negativity online. Let's share some positivity and uplifting messages. I'm Dean Graziosi. Thanks. Oh, and you can also always get my books for free. My New York Times bestseller, Totally Fulfilled, my latest real estate book at deansfreebook.com. That's deansfreebook.com. See you next week.